is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it too. I lift my voice, sing a song of praise. On this good day.
It is the Good Day program at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. Wednesday, the 27th of April, we're climbing this mountain today, the same as we climb mountains every day, one step at a time. Remember that old song, Roberta? Climb every mountain,
every mountain,
ford every stream,
follow every rainbow.
Oh my God.
I can take Doug.
I just got a gray hair.
Yeah.
Please. I got some drugs for you guys.
I love you.
Scott, I'm leaving.
There's Jack Stockwell, who is one of our resident medical experts here to help you ferret your way through the latest controversy, and the latest controversy is about which of the omega-3 oils. This thing we've profiled, this has been something that's been brewing for a couple of days now. Going back a little bit, Jack, to the first incarnation when we were told it was important for us all to have fish oil. So eat fish, okay? We didn't know there was omega-3. We didn't know from omega-3s to 6s to 9s. We just know. We knew at the time that we were told fish oil is good for us. And then we were told, hold on, omega-6 is not good for you. Make sure you have omega-3s. And now the latest study suggests that we might want to do, well, actually, it doesn't differentiate between EPA and DHA. What it does is suggest that if you are a man and you're having a lot of omega-3, and I'm holding up for the camera right now, a jar of omega-3 oils. If you have, and I'm going to take one of the capsules out and just show you, for those of you who may not be familiar with how a fish oil capsule, this is fascinating, Richie, don't you think?
Fascinating.
There's
absolutely
a fish oil capsule right there for you to see. Got it? All right. So there's the fish oil capsule. This is omega-3. Happens to be Nordic. I've taken lots of different types. Some have been advertisers over the years. At any rate, so now Dr. Ken has scared the pants off of people like me who've been having, excuse me, lots of fish oil omega-3s. And now the test says if you're taking omega-3s, look out, you get prostate cancer. So I have gone one more step up the ladder and would like your input on the differences, because this has been part of what didn't come out in the study, between EPA omegas and DHA omegas. To see if we can break this down even further. You're the man when it comes to standard process and supplements, so what's the story?
Bunk.
Bunk, he says.
But this stuff is almost always done on mice. That's one thing to keep in mind. It's hardly ever done on human beings.
Do mice have prostates?
Yes, mice have prostates.
Male mice have prostates.
Yes, all male mammals.
How big is a mouse prostate?
Smaller than you would think.
Yeah. How do you find it? Well, how do you do a digital rectal exam on a mouse?
You use a little tiny.
Yeah. That's right. The glove, the little plastic.
The little
finger cot that you would put over the finger to protect the doctor from the exam is incredibly smaller than his finger.
Ah.
No, this only goes to show that when one study comes out, another one's going to come out and trumpet.
Right.
And then a couple of years later, another study is going to come out and trumpet. Well, that's it. And what kind of EPA and DHA oils were they using? Were they processed? Were they bleached? Most of the oils out there in the marketplace right now have gone through such a manufacturing process that I wouldn't give them to my mice in the first place if I had a pet mouse.
If you had mice, mices.
The only kind of omega-3s that are really... Now, another thing to remember, all oils, all animal oils, all vegetable oils have all the omega-3 and 6 and 9 mixtures. It's just some of them are higher than 3s. Olive oil is higher in 9. Safflower oil, sunflower seed oil is higher in 6. And the fish oils and evening primrose and flaxseed are higher in the 3s.
How about cottonseed oil? It's... What's the other vegetable
flax
oil?
Flaxseed.
Not flaxseed. Well, flaxseed oil is good. But not, well, thank you, Rich. Hold on just a second. That's a good canola oil is what I was thinking of. But flaxseed oil is supposed to be... Doesn't what does flaxseed oil have in it that is so helpful for...
Well, it's higher in omega-3s. Flaxseed oil is very high in omega-3s.
Uh-huh.
And there are plenty of studies. I mean, the number goes on and on that shows the nonsense of the report that was mentioned yesterday.
And I
have the greatest appreciation and respect for Dr. Ken. He's just talking about the latest research.
Right, he didn't draw a conclusion. He just
said,
what the study shows. That's
precisely,
all.
Precisely. Yeah. And there's so many other studies that show exactly the opposite. And here's the problem. The omega-3 fatty acids are the ones that promote when there's something called the cyclooxygenase enzymes. We just call them COX-1, COX-2, COX-3, COX-4, COX with a number after it, into prostaglandins. And there's prostaglandins that promote the inflammatory process and the increase of tumor growth. There's prostaglandins that inhibit inflammation and stop the growth of tumors. Those kinds of prostaglandins are formed from the omega-3 fatty acids. Mm-hmm. The majority of human in America, our diets are mostly from omega-6s because most of the oil out there is corn oil. And your vegetable oils in the kitchen, most of the oils that are in the fryers in our fast food places are all omega-6s. We get way too much of the kind of prostaglandins that promote tumor growth and promote inflammation. And the studies are legion that show that omega-3s do exactly the opposite. Mm-hmm. But they must be properly processed omega-3s. They can't be exposed to light. They can't be exposed to oxygen for more than just a few moments from the time they're expressed from the liver of the fish.
I've just figured this out. I'm going to start ingesting the same kind of oil I'm using to run my tractors.
Yeah.
No, oil is oil.
But the vegetable oil is not as good for you as the olive oil and the flaxseed oil.
No, it isn't. Vegetable oil is dangerous. You shouldn't have anything to do with vegetable oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's just cheap. It's easy
I'm breathing
to get.
It when it comes out of the exhaust pipe of my tractor.
They get it from corn oil.
Yeah.
And corn
I thought canola oil was supposed to be much better than corn oil.
Well, that's another...
Saffron, that kind of stuff.
Well, saffron is totally different than canola. Canola has been renamed. It comes from a seed that was originally known as rape seed.
Great.
And they've changed it to canola. And the reason they called it rape seed is if you got enough of that oil, this is a true story. Had you been raped, and I'm talking 100 years ago, women would be looking for something that would promote a spontaneous abortion if they didn't want to carry the conception from a rape. And they would use the oil from rapeseed. That's why they called it rapeseed. Now they've changed the name, obviously, because that isn't going to work in the marketplace. They changed it to canola because it's cheap, it's easy to get, and it's easy to grow. And the canola beans will grow in climates that are very adverse and don't need a whole lot of water.
Wow. Getting an earful there, folks. You're figuring this out. Questions to Dr. Jack Stockwell, 800-510-8255 about these oils. Dr. Jack, I did not introduce him well. He's been on my program associated with me for, what, 2-3 years now, I think, haven't you? How long have you been?
At least that long.
Yeah. He's from Salt Lake City. Has a great chiropractic care specialty called NUCA going on in a couple of the cities, St. George's and in Salt Lake City, has a great website, jackstockwell.com, where he treats all sorts of things and is happy to debunk anything that has come down from some of the medical institutions. Again, I do think some of these studies are not balanced because they are paid for by X, and therefore the results are slated to help out X, whoever X may be. 15 past the hour, Mother's Day is coming up. Mother has done a whole lot for you. I can see Jack going, his lovely wife Mary, all of your children around. Somebody's got to have figured out that ProFlowers.com is a good deal for you, Jack, and good deal for Mary. And there almost are enough. Between Jack and his wife, we've got 14. He's a great Utahn. Well, 14 kids, right? Between the two of you, 14 children. So we almost have enough. If we have 100 blooms for Mom in this free glass vase, it's $19.99 from ProFlowers.com. I almost have enough to go around there.
So how do they do it for that price?
Well, they have
that's the best price I've ever seen.
Yeah. They are large, and they are good. They have cut themselves a swath as being the best at this. They're not perfect. Every once in a while, there's a snafuzzle. They're happy to take care of it, though, and that's the good thing. They guarantee your satisfaction. And one of the things that also is guaranteed is that the blooms will stay fresh for at least a full week. So try this puppy out by going to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, type in Doug, or you call 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention Doug. 100 blooms for mom for Mother's Day, $19.99. Get them delivered when you want them. Spend another $10 and you'll get an upgrade to premium pink vase and an added pound of chocolate or whatever it is. It's a good deal, a great deal, and it's there from proflowers.com until midnight on Friday. 100 blooms for mom. Proflowers.com. Click on the mic and put in Doug or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Colgate toothpaste for $1.97 and CoverGirl Lash Blast Mascara for $5.99 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Go to his website, jackstockwell.com, for lots of inside trade information. That is what it is about various supplements that are good for you or not, according to his practice and his suggestion, debunking a lot of things. Plus, how do you manipulate your body or have it manipulated so that you're going to feel good? That's one of the things that most people are challenged by. The depression that people are feeling has been wearing on their bodies, Jack, and you must see that all the time in your practice.
The, what they're wearing on their bodies?
No. Depression is wearing on their bodies. So as you take
care of their fashion, too.
I'm sitting there thinking, what's this got to do with Mother's Day? Mother's Day isn't depressing. No. Mother's Day is a happy time. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah. Now, I was trying to link depression and Mother's Day. It just didn't work.
No, we've moved on from Mother's Day. I was just trying to help promote the facts that you live by, the facts of life, according to Jack. And if your body is worn out, then you might want to see people that are in Jack's ilk because there are ways of tuning it up, if you will. All right, so much for that. Anyway, check out Jack's. Well, we got a lot accomplished, at least as far as omega oils are discussed and oils in general. Jack Stockwell on Good Day 21 After.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Time for one of our favorite contests, the top five songs of a week from a year in which many of you probably spent serious time figuring out what life was all about. Richie would be one of those people, and this, I think Jennifer.
This is right down my alley here.
Yeah. Top five songs from this week in 1986, the focus now. Identify these songs by title and artist. From number five to number one, that's how we'll do it.
Yep.
And you'll win a swell prize from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. 800-510-8255, as long as you haven't won in this contest before. This is number five from this week in 86.
Here's your hint for this one.
Yeah.
Tequila.
All right, so there it is. Figure it out as we move to number four from this week in 1986. Pop music. These are always the top hits from the pop music charts in any particular given week because they call it pop music for a reason. Hello. It's the most popular music. So number four, this group and this song, what is it, please?
Love Her Eyes.
We move to number three. So their first number one song, if I remember correctly, English.
Want to know, like...
They had another one? I thought they had another one.
Not really, no.
Sure?
No.
I won't argue with you, Richie. Yeah, 800-510-8255. That was number three. Name the group and the song, if you will, please. Now it's time for number two.
Another good one. Everybody can remember this video, right?
I think that by definition, the songs that are in the top five, Jennifer, would be good ones.
Good one.
Another good one.
Another good one.
Who's this singing? This guy associated with a group, but on his own. Richie likes him better on his own. Right.
Yeah, I'll give you bonus points if you can remember what group he was with.
All right, good for you, Richie.
What band he was with.
800-510-8255. So that's number
pushing
two.
Pushing up daisies now, but...
Here's number one.
Guys on tour in L.A. right now for 21 days straight.
Yeah.
All right. So here they are. We'll review them again quickly for you.
Quiet. We got to get it right, right here. Come on, bring it.
Hey. All right. So who's that? Name of the song, number one during this week in 1986. We'll go back through them very quickly so you'll have a summary point of view. Number five. So tell me why. Who's that? Number four.
Just another manic Monday.
Number three. Number two. And number one.
That's some good stuff there, man.
Yep. Good pop music.
Good stuff.
800-510-8255. Go back to the last week of April, 1986. That's where you'll find these songs. Listener love letters. We love listener love letters. Dear Doug, I've been employed by the country club in Vero Beach for the past 34 years as a golf course superintendent.
Fun.
Typical farmer. I'm an early riser. My pickup truck by 6 a.m. driving to work. About 3 years ago, I lost the FM reception on my radio and was stuck with that awful AM band. I started listening to you at that time and tolerated it. Over time, the show grew on me. I actually enjoyed your program. A year ago, the country club sprung for a new truck. This one had satellite radio. Boy, was I excited. I immediately turned into all the oldie stations. No more awful AM for me. Last month, the club received an invoice for Sirius, and now I'm without Sirius.
Yeah, canceled.
I got good reception to the FM stations. I'm back listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day on awful AM radio.
That's right.
You have an excellent program, I feel.
Worldwide Travel Minute. If you thought not knowing the local language caused communication problems, hey, try using the wrong hand gestures in a foreign country. Do you want to show approval for something? Well, in most places, the thumbs-up sign actually does the trick. But in certain parts of the Middle East, the Mediterranean, and Southeast Asia, you might as well be giving that person the middle finger. Remember the classic OK sign? Making that circle with your thumb and index finger may be okay in the United States, but in several South American countries, it can get you beaten up. And when you're in the United Kingdom, Australia, or New Zealand, watch the direction your palm is facing when making the peace sign. And as for that Texas hook'em horn sign with your pinky and forefinger extended, well, it certainly works well in Austin, Texas. But at the Vatican, it's the sign of the devil. There's a website out there called don'tgetmewrong.co.uk. That way you can learn what common gestures might really be a problem before you go. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
Hey, honey, you know that flight we were supposed to fly out on tomorrow? Well, it's been canceled because of the weather.
This was supposed to be our dream vacation. How did we end up here in the emergency room?
Where's my luggage? The carousel is empty.
Got a travel insurance plan? If you do, you can be covered for trip cancellation due to a covered reason. Medical expenses, lost luggage, and more. Cover yourself today. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown.
Where's your plan?
Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming
and what the government isn't telling you.
Joyce Riley's seminar about what we will do
when there is no medicine.
Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com.
What happens next is up to you.
GetPreparedExpo.com. Sponsored by GCN and Midas Resources.
You can see it if you were watching, if you're on DougStephan.com's video line and can see me and Rich together on the video feed. You can kind of see how bright it is. Can you see? Is there enough in the picture, Richie? I can't see the picture. To see the flowers and things blooming out the
window.
You can't see through the window.
It's more of a close-up
one. We can see Yoda blooming over your shoulder.
I love you. You know how I love
Yoda.
And
you can see the window in the background, but that's about it. You can't see outside.
Beautiful spring day here on the farm. Hopefully your day will be as beautiful as my surroundings. And I include in the beauty of my surroundings Roberta Fasanelli, who is a beautiful person, and Jennifer Horn, who is a beautiful person, and Rich McFadden, who's a beautiful person, and Lou, who is a beautiful person as well. Now, Lou, you and I have never met, but I just know, I have this feeling, I have this sense that you, sir, are a beautiful person. Am I right?
Me?
No, Lou.
Lou.
Okay.
Lou.
How dare you?
Yeah. Yeah, I am a beautiful person.
I know you are. Okay. So, Lou, you are of an age that you could figure out what the top five songs were from 1986. We'll review them one more time. Or are you good enough so you don't need me to review them for you? You just want to go right at it.
Whatever's easy for you guys.
What's easy for us is for you to tell us what this song is. Number five this week in 1986.
Fun.
Okay. Number five is Why Can't This Be Love by Van Halen.
All right. Number four.
That's Manic Monday by the Bangles.
Number three.
The West End Girls by the Pet Shop Boys.
Number two. This guy's got it, Richie.
Stevie, that's Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love.
Yay.
He likes that the best of all of them, I can tell that.
The video. You got to love that video.
That's right.
That
Everybody
video.
Loves that video.
So memorable.
Yeah. Number one.
Kiss by Prince.
You got it.
There you go.
Yay.
Praise. Got it.
Good job, Lou.
Prince, Robert Palmer, Pet Shop Boys, The Bangles, and Van Halen.
How old were you when all these songs were out?
Musical spotlight. Yeah. What age were you?
Can I lie?
No, you can tell me.
I was 25.
Yeah. So why would you know when it tells you to do it? Why, you don't want to admit when you're 25 you're still interested in pop music? What's the matter with you?
I was fine.
Oh, he doesn't want to admit he was 25 in 1985, meaning that he's, 49. Right,
that's not important. 1986 is the year we're focused on, Richie.
Right, it's 86, sorry.
Close enough. Yeah, it's...
I'm still 29 years old. I still talk about I'm 29.
With there you go.
Yeah, in our heads, we're all 29.
Of course, why not? All right, have we ever spoken before?
No, sir, we have not.
No. Isn't it nice that we can talk under such great circumstances and have you as a supporter of a great radio station, KTSM, in El Paso? Who says all the good radio stations are on the FM side of the band? We know better than that, right, Lou?
Yes, sir, we do. Very good station, yes.
Yeah, it is a good station. It's a lot of fun. A great heritage. The AM and the FM stations are cool. It just depends on how we're being used. All right, so, Lou, hold on just a second, and we'll take actually, you know what? I want to probe with Lou for a second. The price of gasoline in El Paso averages what about now, Lou?
It's going about $3.90 a gallon.
$3.90. So what are you doing? You're driving now. What are you doing to abate the cost that you're paying, the increase in fuel costs? How are you getting around that?
I don't really do that. I just drive.
You drive.
I'm not trying to get out of it.
Yeah, I know. Some people are like that. Yep. Some people are not encumbered by it. But you must admit a lot of people down there probably are, one way or another.
Probably are, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, most people...
I got to drive to work, so it just I don't even complain about it. Just grin and bear it.
Right. That's what most people do is there's nothing they can do about it, so they do it. And you know what? You might have to cut something else out. When there's $100 more dollars a month going out of your budget, you just cut going to the movies or going to dinner.
How about we cut a few politicians out and a few taxes?
I'm down with it.
How about that for a night?
We could do that.
There we go. Yeah. All right, Lou, you're a good man. I like your attitude. Hold on just a second. We'll send you a nice Doug Steffen prize. Thanks. And thank you again for listening to... KTSM, 22 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So, Roberta.
Yes, dear.
The Long Island Gatsby Mansion was demolished last week.
Oh.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep. They demolished. Listen to this, folks. This is what's going on. The heritage of this country. And the reason I tell the story is not only because Roberta lives on Long Island.
Are they going to put a Walmart up?
Well, this is the thing. This is a spectacular, if you Google Gatsby Mansion,
I'm doing it right.
You'll see one of the most beautiful, tributes to that era of our country. Long Island is an interesting, really interesting place.
This is where I live, in Sands Point.
Right. F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel, The Great Gatsby, remember that? This was the home that was a part of, this is the core of the story, and they've demolished it to make way for a new development.
$5-10 million custom homes.
Right. Yep. Right down the street from you.
Yep.
The Long Island Historical Association.
I live in the cheap part of town.
Yeah, that's all right. But this was a landmark. Are we to not ever hold back on things? Now, this is a capitalist country, and yeah, if people buy the land, they ought to be able to do with it what they want.
Right.
But why didn't some group of people come up with the dough and whatever their family wanted or whatever?
The cost to renovate these things is so over. This quoting the people that you know,
the cost to renovate this
is so overwhelming that people aren't interested in that the value of the property is the property, the land itself.
The land itself. Oh, yeah, the house has no value.
It said here that taxes, insurance, and maintenance on the property became prohibitive, about $4,500 a day.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Kiss that goodbye.
How do you?
Yeah. But another piece of Americana is what I brought up.
I hope they took stuff out of it because they had marble, you know, those beautiful wood floors. A lot of times they strip all the good stuff out of it before they demolish it.
Mm-hmm.
I did that when I usually tear down a house or a barn at least one a year. We haven't done one yet this year, but we have the last 4 or 5 years we've torn down houses and barns and stuff. And it was for that, Roberta, that I took down this house that was down the street, an older farmhouse.
That's the kind of slumlord Doug is. He just didn't throw you out. He tears down your house.
No, I didn't own the house. The guy just said to me he was going to tear it down and that I want some of the stuff from it. And I said, yeah, I'll take everything. So I sent a crew of 4 guys down there, and over a period of about 10 days, we tore everything out of the house. The only thing that was left was the shell of the house when the wrecking ball came in. We'd taken all the windows out, any important beams, flooring. I have the mural that was built. This house was built by the same time my father's house, where I grew up, was built in the late 1700s. And it had a mural in the house depicting the original Framingham Center Common. You know, most New England towns have a common. And Framingham, as it was sort of germinating in the early 1800s, had the church and the town hall and the this and the that. And so it was captured on this mural that was very bad. The guy's going to throw it away. I said, no. So we took it down and we cut it to fit on one of the walls in my house. And Tony came in and fixed all of the paintings. And it's a remarkable overview that nobody else has of the beginnings of the town. It's a, kind of a cool thing. At any rate, the reason I bring that up is because, once again, we have historical perspectives under attack. And that's really one of the things that's very troubling to me, anyway, that we have. Yesterday we were talking to Roberta about how atrociously, this is a sort of frequent theme of mine, but I put more meat into it, I think, yesterday or the day before, whichever day it was that I was talking about, how... It was Monday, because my sister and I had dinner on Sunday night. So it was Monday we were talking about education. My sister told me that I ought to use my program to teach history and relevance and involvement. It's interesting because we don't usually have conversations like that. But she's so upset about what's being taken out of. She's a history teacher and has been for decades. And, she's turning 60, and she thought, well, maybe I should stop teaching. They don't really need the money, but she's so upset that kids are not being taught the real history of our country, the relevance of going to war, like Vietnam and Korea, and, there's just, what she said is, by directive, the State Department of Education has said, we don't any longer want you to teach this kind of American history. We want you to teach the American history of assimilation, which is basically the history of all the people that are coming here that they think need to know about. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but they take away the time in class. History should be, and civics and learning about our country ought to be a part of everybody's agenda from the time they start school till the time they get out of school, in some way, shape, or form. But yet they are taking it out to put in some of this stuff which is relevant and some of it which is irrelevant. Back again to the what the hell ever happened to common sense department. And so here we are with the Gatsby Museum being ripped down because nobody has any. I mean, I understand the expenses and stuff, but that is an historical site. It does have relevance. And so what do we do in these circumstances? Well, maybe you can't save that stuff or save everything, but you can save the memories. You can save the facts. You can save what it is about our country that made us great. And I have a feeling that we have been sort of getting weaned off of that. And my sister thinks it's inappropriate and thinks that I have the perfect teaching tool here. If you listen with any regularity, you know that that is really one of my strong suits. I love talking about things that are relevant to all of us and where we came from, so we'll understand better who we are, because I think we all need to do a better job of understanding who we are so that we can work on stuff together and not all this fighting and fussing and, women especially listening to the radio, hearing these people yell and scream at each other, they turn the radio off. And I don't blame them. I don't listen to some jerk who doesn't really know anything, just postulate because he wants to, stir the pot. There's an audience for that, swell, but it can't be what everybody wants to listen to. And so in this circumstance, I think we all ought to pay a little more attention or try to get ourselves a little more focused on where we come from, because we all are what we came from. We agree? We all are a product of our environment.
Absolutely.
I'm a product of the Vietnam War. I am an anarchist, and I'm happy to tell you that. This woman that was supplying me with the oil for my tractor says, why do you like this? I said, because it's doing it to the man. That's why I use it. It's good for the environment. It's good for the tractors, but I also like it because it's less expensive. But it also, I don't like the big oil companies. I despise them and everything they stand for. And so do most other people once they really get down to nitty-gritty and understand what they've cost us over the years. But the other side of it is they've done a lot for us. Where would we be if we didn't have cars, we didn't have the internal combustion engine, and we didn't have gasoline and oil to propel them? I mean, it's a catch-22. But why do they have to be so darn greedy? And I think that's where we are right now.
Greed is what makes the world go round, my friend.
All right, thanks, Richie. So I do a commercial now and then. Here's a commercial message.
No, you want me to do one?
Yeah, well,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and loveseat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Thanks, Stephens. Good day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 12 before the hour, brought to you by the MetaFast program, the MetaFast diet program, the MetaFast help program. You like eating MetaFast food? Pretty much all the people on my staff, Roberta.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer, Rich,
yep.
Ken's wife and child, all of them are on MetaFast. That's why Ken recommends MetaFast to his patients.
Pantry is full with it.
It works. That's it. What else do you have to say? What else is the pitch?
I see it every day with my patients. They come in, big smiles. Nothing has ever worked. They now have a lifestyle. They keep the weight off, and they're healthy.
Right. So
and
MetaFast.
It's easy.
It is easy. Yeah. Yeah, really.
It's my sister-in-law just told me.
I love the bars.
Yesterday.
Yeah. The bars, I'm eating them. I got the chicken noodle soup. It's the only chicken something or other I'll eat. The pancakes. I had chocolate chip pancakes over the weekend. That stuff is cool. All right. You save $50. If you log on to MetaFastKen.com, I think calling them, because you need to have this established connection, and I think that's why I like calling them. Why don't you do that? Call 800-506-4115. Tell them you're listening to Dr. Ken. They'll help you out. 800-506-4115, the MetaFast diet. All right, just to quickly talk, the DHA, the EPA, the omega-3 study from yesterday, Ken's point, well made and well taken, is that you ought not to overdose on any of this stuff, right? I mean, don't overdo it.
You're a guinea pig. When you start taking nutritionals in high pharmacologic doses, they're nothing else but drugs, and every little pill you put in your mouth has some poison. You have to take the risk and the benefit of each pill you put in your mouth on an individual basis.
All right, here's a story about pneumonia and chest x-rays. People get chest x-rays. Should they know? Yes. What's the story?
This is great news. Why we're always practicing medicine and learning. Archives of Internal Medicine, breaking news. This is against the current guideline, but it's going to change what we do. Pneumonia patients who are under 50 and don't smoke, they don't need a chest x-ray to look for lung cancer afterwards. This is how we've been practicing up till now.
Wow. So it changes that whole modus operandi. All right, there it is, the story from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 After.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program, and the attorney dropped the case, and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256. Or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Thanks for all the fish. So sad that it should come to this. We try to warn you all, but oh dear.
This is cute.
You may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around. So long and thanks for all the fish.
I have no idea. This is very cool. Never heard this before in my life.
Me either.
From The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, no.
Don't know this at all. Chuck Curry, you know this? Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments.
Yeah.
You do know it.
Yeah, I hated that movie.
Yeah, I seem to remember it being controversial in that many people said it wasn't very good. However, the song, I think it's a very cute song. Crank it up and sing it, Regis.
Yeah.
Anyway. Number one movie during this week in 2005. So long and thanks for all the fish from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Movie music gets us into our movie moments portion. Richie, do you need some time here? Or are we set to go? Or what would you like?
You'll be fine.
I'll be fine. Better yet, Chuck will be fine. And you'll be fine because you have an opportunity to identify a very popular movie. Actually, I'm shocked when I see this. This is an 11-year-old movie. This movie was number one during this weekend. The year 2000, I am shocked because I thought this was a more recent movie. Anyway, it set the standard for a lot of other movies that are sort of coming out like it. And maybe you'll confuse them and you'll call us with the wrong answer. And we'll have all kinds of fun with that at 800-510-8255. I don't encourage you to come up with the wrong answer. I just think people will hear this and they'll think, okay, it's this movie, that movie, another movie. Here's the first clip. Somewhere.
Are you a man who once said death smiles at us all? All a man can do is smile back.
All right. And you know the voice? Could be three or four different movies, right? You don't know the voice?
Mm-mm.
All right, next clip, Richie.
What we do in life echoes in eternity.
Ah, okay. Come on, you got to know.
Yeah.
Chuck, you know what it is, right?
Not sure.
Really? All right, last clue then, Richie.
Yeah, come
you
on.
Do know what
a
it is.
A lot of legs being chopped off in this one.
Yeah. My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next.
That's your gimme.
That's the gimme.
Yeah, that is. All right, Chucker.
You could say that was his signature movie.
You think?
Yeah. I think that movie defines him pretty much.
Really? Huh. I don't know that I agree with you, but okay.
We're
all welcome to our opinion. All right, 800-510-8255. Name of the movie, please. If you haven't won a Movie Moments before, you got a good shot at getting a prize if you work fast. Meanwhile, we have some miscellaneous movie news, right, Chucker?
I do. Big story broke last night, Doug. According to a Deadline Hollywood Daily, which is almost always accurate, Arnold Schwarzenegger is officially attached to star in the fifth Terminator film, believe it or not, playing the Terminator. It will be directed by Justin Lin, who did the last few Fast and the Furious movies. Here's my question. How do they explain an older, flabbier, 64-year-old version of a killing machine?
He'll slim down. He'll go through whatever it takes to get back into shape. Yeah. I mean, you had to know. I mean, there's nothing but a big cash payday on that one, Chucker. You had to figure that.
And I would expect production to go into start filming sooner than later, considering his age. But I got to admit,
What do you mean, considering his age? What's the matter with you?
Listen to Chucker.
Considering his age, what do you think he's going to fall over? For God's sakes, what's the matter with you?
Well, another bit of news: in order to guarantee a June 17th release date, Universal Pictures has thrown another $9 million into the effects for his upcoming superhero movie, The Green Lantern, which stars actor Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. Johnny Depp will make a cameo in the big screen version of 21 Jump Street. Depp sort of started his career on that TV series in the early 80s. Although this
movie, all right, so that's the trivia question is, what was the name of his, what was his character's name? My next-door neighbor, the farmer, has the same name. Nobody remembers.
I know.
Tom Hansen.
Oh, but your next-door neighbor's name is...
Tom Hansen.
That could be it, yeah.
Isn't that Channing Tatum in that movie?
That was a great trivia question.
Tatum, Channing, and Jonah Hill.
All right. Your time's up, Chuck.
I love that.
Oh, stop it, please. All right. Dina, what's the name of the movie?
Can I change my answer?
No.
Oh, Braveheart.
Okay. Frank! What's the name of the movie?
Gladiator.
Frank's in Palm Springs. He had Gladiator. Is it Russell?
Don't worry, Dina. I thought Braveheart at first, too.
Yeah, okay. All right, so it's Gladiator.